The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
1280 The Patriot, WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. In the political world, all eyes are trained on Dallas today, where former President Trump will address 4,000 conservative activists attending CPAC 2021. Immigration, rising urban crime rates, and foreign policy are hot topics at CPAC, but the conference also gives exposure to first-time candidates like Mayra Flores. She's seeking an open congressional seat in Texas' Rio Grande Valley, and Flores tells SRN News she's excited about the surge of Hispanic candidates in the Republican Party.
Well, I started getting involved 4 years ago. I wanted to know why the people of South Texas kept voting Democrat. So we started a Hispanic outreach. And after the 2020 election, I saw how President Trump had an 83% increase in support in District 34. I said, you know, if they voted for a Trump, they'll vote for a Flores.
This is SRN News.
Charlie Kirk sees a fracture in the country.
What is the left doing, if anything, to try to heal and mend our society right now? Do they even have an interest to do that? Do they actually want to bring this country together, or are they actually forcing the hand where this will either result in a fracturing or a totalitarian, authoritarian moment?
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
AM 1280 The Patriot, in partnership with Inspiration Tours, presents the Stand With Israel Tour. Embark with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher on an extraordinary 10-day adventure through Israel. The Stand With Israel Tour, October 27th through November 5th. Join your fellow Patriots by signing up today. Details at am1280thepatriot.com. Your forecast for today, we're looking at mostly sunny and a high of 84, moving in the partly cloudy and a low of 60 for tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 83, moving in the mostly clear and a low of 62. This is AM 1280 The Patriot.
Views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air, live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan. Here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. It is the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with another edition of the broadcast we'd like to call The Closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning into our show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take your phone calls, 651-289-4488. If you'd like to weigh in via Twitter, feel free to do so. Just use hashtag NARNshow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show. Hashtag NARNshow for any comments or questions. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. And we do have the live stream up and going at the Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Again, go to Facebook.com, do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network, and you can also watch the broadcast if you so desire. And the disclaimer I always use, I know you don't want to watch it to see my ugly mug, but rather we have another comment section available. So for those of you who prefer to use Facebook, again, go to Facebook.com, do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network, and you will find our broadcast right there. We have a guest of Palooza coming up on today's show. If you follow my blog at bradcarlson.org, you can see the guest lineup. Starting at 1:30, we'll have a guest almost every segment for the remainder of the show. So I only have the first couple of segments to kind of talk about a specific issue that is going to impact the 2022 midterm elections. Now, the party that's out of power in the White House typically does better in the first midterm. So obviously right now with Democrat Joe Biden occupying the White House, the Republicans have a built-in advantage going into 2022 to possibly take over the U.S. House. And right now the Senate is a 50-50 split, but the tie-breaking vote is the president of the Senate, which is the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. So technically the Democrats have a slim majority in the Senate. It's a very realistic possibility that the Republicans are going to not only pick up the House, but have a significant majority, and you could pretty much forget any agenda items that Joe Biden would attempt to put through, because they won't even pass the House. And if the Democrats maintain control of the Senate, you know, nothing is ever going to get there that the Democrats would be desirous to vote upon. So knowing this, the Democrats are going to pull out all the stops to try to, as Democratic strategist James Carville was talking about recently, mitigate the damage that the Republicans will cause in the 2022 midterms. Now, it's a pipe dream that the Democrats are going to hang on to the House. I mean, this is just electoral trends. The party that is out of power in the White House typically does a lot better in the midterms, just to kind of balance things out. That's just the way it's always gone. A notable exception, of course, is 2002. That was George W. Bush's first term as president, and of course that was his first midterm, and the Republicans actually, took over the Senate and strengthened their majority in the House because of 9/11. They felt that George W. Bush, you know, Republican president, was better equipped to handle the aftermath of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. So therefore, they entrusted the Republicans during the midterms. That's a rare exception. And obviously, there's a reason why, an extraordinary event like 9/11. Well, this past week, the media and many elected officials and a lot of the progressive pearl clutchers were talking about how we were marking the 6-month anniversary of perhaps the worst incident in the history of our country, the storming of the U.S. Capitol back on January 6th. I mean, literally, since January 6th, every month since then, you know, February 6th, March 6th, April 6th, May 6th, June 6th, and then July 6th. Every month on the 6th, Democrats, progressives have all come out and said, well, X number of months ago today was the worst incident that this country has ever seen. We have to pull out all the stops to ensure nothing like that ever happens again. And you have media members talking about their enduring PTSD because of, you know, these angry Trump supporters storming the Capitol. And you've got Tide Pod Avila, a.k.a. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, saying that because certain Republican officials were objecting to the Electoral College vote, that was tantamount to trying to get her murdered. You know, things like that. And look, I've said on this show many times that I'm not going to defend what happened on January 6th. You can't defend it. And, you know, you have some of my fellow conservatives that have put videos cherry-picked video footage out on social media and said, well, look at this, look at this. See this? These folks who are manning the Capitol, they're just opening up the velvet rope line and letting them go on through. Well, this was only after you had some people already in there storming the Capitol and looking to bum rush the Speaker's office, the floor of the House, what have you. Okay, there were some people that were barging in there with nefarious motives in mind. Okay, so I'm not letting certain Republicans off the hook. There have been certain Republican elected officials that have downplayed this, and that's a mistake. I'm not saying it's tantamount to what this country endured during the Civil War or 9/11, like some demagogues have, but it is an incident that it can't be downplayed. So you know where this is going. The media is portraying this event as the worst event in United States history. And you have some people who say they're Republicans but are working hard to get Democrats elected, specifically Matthew Dowd, ABC News analyst, who is, let me see if I can find his quote quick, and then Steve Schmidt of the Lincoln Project, you know, the same Lincoln Project that was made up of former Republican operatives who basically they were the anti-King Midas, everything they touched turned to crap. Okay, and so they formed their own political action committee to try to defeat Republicans that were complicit in a Trump administration. Well, basically, they were Democrat operatives, is what they turned out to be. And Steve Schmidt, and if Jacob, we have that sound clip ready. Steve Schmidt was one of the co-founders of the Lincoln Project. You remember this Lincoln Project where they kind of ran cover for John Weaver, who was soliciting underage men, okay, soliciting young men, all right? So how this organization continues to have a shred of credibility, well, they continue to attack Trump, so of course they're going to have a platform in any major media show. But this is Steve Schmidt. Well, first of all, let me backtrack here. I did invoke Matthew Dowd's name. He used to work in George W. Bush's administration, and you know he's a big anti-Trump guy. This was a quote that he was on with MSNBC's Joy Reid. He said, what would happen if after 9/11 we had done nothing? We had done nothing. Think about that. We had done nothing after 9/11. And to me, there was less loss of life on January 6th. January 6th was worse than 9/11 because it's continued to rip our country apart and give permission for people to pursue autocratic means. And so I think we're at a much worse place than we've been. And as I've said, I think to you before, I think we're the most perilous point in time since 1861, the advent of the Civil War. Okay? That's Matthew Dowd, ABC News analyst, and then Steve Schmidt, co-founder of the Lincoln Project, followed up with this comment.
My friend Matthew Dowd, our friend, you know, talked about this. He couldn't be more right. The 1-6 attack for the future of the country is a profoundly more dangerous event than the 9/11 attacks. And in the end, the 1-6 attacks are likely to kill a lot more Americans than were killed on the 9/11 attacks, which will include the casualties of the wars that lasted 20 years following it.
Okay, you know that I'm trying to compile the right words here that won't get me kicked off the airwaves. You know that's bunk. You know that's bullpucky, what both of these gentlemen are saying. That this was worse than 9/11. And again, I ask you, what are you more appalled by, the fact that they're gaslighting you? Or the fact that they think you're too stupid to know the difference? The fact of the matter is, what happened on January 6th is something that we saw on a regular basis on a larger scale in Portland, Oregon, for multiple nights in a row for many weeks on end, i.e. through Antifa. What we saw on January 6th, we saw on a similar scale at the Wisconsin State Capitol in Madison, Wisconsin in early 2011, when Republicans were looking to redraw the redistricting lines. And they were looking to pass then Governor Walker's budget repair bill, which essentially would take away all the cushy stuff that public employee unions were peddling. Okay. We saw that at the Texas legislature back in 2012, I think it was 2012, 2013, when Republicans were looking to pass pro-life measures. And you had Abortion Barbie, a.k.a. Wendy Davis, wear her pink sneakers and an adult diaper so she could filibuster this particular bill. And as such, you had people storming the Texas Capitol building as well. So we have seen this before, but only now is it suddenly a black mark on our history. Before, the media basically endorsed those actions in Madison, Wisconsin, and in Austin, Texas, as this is what democracy looks like. And in Portland, Oregon, they basically dismiss it. Or how about all of the looting and rioting in the aftermath of the George Floyd murder? You know, that was justified. We've got to understand their rage. This has been a marginalized populace for decades. We have to understand their rage. While longtime minority-owned businesses were burned to the ground. But I guess those black lives don't matter. Or in the aftermath of the Jacob Blake shooting. Remember Jacob Blake, a resident of Kenosha, Wisconsin, was shot by police because he tried to grab a knife in his vehicle, ended up being shot by police, and there was riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and there is CNN, a media guy, or MSNBC, I don't remember which one, doesn't really matter, saying, well, these are, yeah, there's some unrest, but they're mostly peaceful. Literally, and I do mean literally, while a big ball of fire is ablaze in the background. But yet, this same media, this same ilk, is out there saying that what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, is worse than 9/11, and we're at the most perilous point in time since 1861, the advent of the Civil War, per Matthew Dowd. And by the way, another part of Matthew Dowd's comment, well, you know, this is worse than 9/11 because it's continued to rip our country apart. Yeah, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy because you keep broadcasting it every night on the news about how this is the worst event in history. And there was even flat-out misinformation put out at the beginning of it when a Capitol police officer ended up dying. And there was some news reports that went out, well, he was bludgeoned to death with a fire extinguisher. Turns out it wasn't related to the incident at all. Or not directly to the incident. He had a heart attack and ended up dying because of complications of that. Was there ever a correction issued? Was there ever a retraction given? Or the media just going to write it off as, well, distinction without a difference? So if you wonder why there's all this pearl clutching and breathless coverage of what happened on January 6, 2021, which again, I'm not going to justify what took place there at all. Okay, those who perpetrated the acts of vandalism and trespassing and looking to undermine the certification of the Electoral College, yeah, people need to go to jail. I'm not denying that one iota. But if on one hand you're claiming what happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin with the fiery blazes and buildings on fire is mostly peaceful, and then on the other is saying January 6th is the worst thing that has ever happened in this country, you have zero credibility. But this is what the Democrats are going to try to do. They're going to try to define Republicans in 2022 with January 6th. Even those Republican members of Congress, and there were some, but they get drowned out, that condemned what happened on January 6th. I'll have a little bit more to say about this next segment and take your phone calls as well. 651-289-4488. That is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. Brad Carlson, the closer, coming back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere. When you're on.
Limitless access to intelligent talk. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot with our free app, your smart speaker, or with iHeart, TuneIn, and radio.com. We live in the Twin Cities, but serve worldwide.
In today's world, time is precious, and Thunderbird Aviation is here to save it by offering world-class charter services for you to avoid planning an entire travel day for a two-hour flight. Skip the airport trips and long security lines by chartering a flight to your next family or business destination. Thunderbird's charter flights allows you to avoid crowded airports and adjust your departure. Visit ThunderbirdAviation.com to request a quote or email charter at ThunderbirdAviation.com today.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/HR. That's bamboohr.com/HR.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You listen every day.
I never miss it.
So now it's time for you to join the conversation.
Who, me?
Like AM 1280 The Patriot on Facebook and share your thoughts with like-minded conservatives. You can also enter to win prizes, learn about upcoming events, and more.
Welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Here's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks always for tuning in. Here to take a phone call, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NARN Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show for any comments or questions. And feel free to go to Facebook.com and do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. We are doing a live stream of the broadcast right on our Facebook page. You can feel free to leave a comment or question there as well. Continuing with the media and the Democrats and progressives looking to demagogue the January 6th incident at the Capitol. Literally every month since that has taken place, specifically on the 6th, media and Democrats say, X number of months ago today, we saw the most horrific event ever on U.S. soil. And look, again, not going to justify what happened on January 6th. People need to go to jail. There have been some Republican members of Congress who have downplayed it. That's a mistake. But this idea that it's the worst we've ever endured and that it's worse than 9/11 is just complete fantasy. It's gaslighting. Let's call it what it is. It's gaslighting. So what the Democrats, and there's a reason that it's getting the kind of breathless coverage it is, because the Democrats know that their fragile majority is in jeopardy in 2022, particularly in the U.S. House. It's only going to take the Republicans to flip five seats from Democrat to Republican in order for the Republicans to have control in the House. And given it's the first midterm in a new president's first term, that the opposite party, in this case Republicans, are prime for a lot of pickups. And so Republicans will probably take over the House. So longtime Democrat strategist James Carville talks about how the Democrats can best mitigate the damage that is likely to ensue. And this is from conservative commentator Eric Erickson at his Substack page. The next piece of advice from Carville is that Democrats must define the Republicans by January 6th. If Democrats can define the Republicans by January 6th in the way Republicans define the Democrats by defund the police, then you could mitigate a Republican surge in 2022. That is exactly what the media is doing, and that is exactly what Carville is doing. The media adores James Carville. He's always good for a one-liner, and he typically knows his stuff. Carville is right that the academic faculty lounge rhetoric used by the Democratic elite right now is costing them. No one in America uses the word Latinx except for a bunch of white progressives. It rhymes with Kleenex. It doesn't exist in Spanish. That word cannot exist in Spanish, yet white progressives like Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, and Joe Biden use the word Latinx. These are the academic faculty lounge woke conversations Carville's been warning them about. Vice News is running stories on the reporters who are suffering PTSD from January 6th. That tells you everything you need to know about the reporters. These reporters are so angry about January 6th, they're not willing to give the Republicans a fair hearing, including the Republicans who condemned January 6th. This is all about 2022. It's not about the truth. It's not about the commission. It's not about finding out what happened. We know what happened. This is about winning elections. The media threw in with the Democrats and right now are doing their best to define Republicans by January 6th. And by the way, I say this as someone who views January 6th as bad and believes that people need to go to jail. It was not a peaceful gathering, but it was far short of what has happened with Antifa. And again, that's Eric Erickson. This has the potential to backfire spectacularly. And the main reason is leftists, particularly the very vocal squad made up of Tide Pod Avila, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, Rashida Tlaib, and they've added a few more members too. Oh, yeah, Cori Bush, I believe the congresswoman out of St. Louis, who on July 4th declared that black people aren't free in this country, even though she's a black woman who was elected to Congress. Not sure how that works. These people have openly broached defunding the police. So the Democrats are looking at this as like a tit-for-tat game. Okay, well, you're going to define us as the party of defund the police? Well, then we're going to define you by January 6th. Except they've actually talked about defunding the police. Democrats. That's happened. It's on the record. No one has justified January 6th. Now, again, there are some Republicans who have shamelessly downplayed it, and they shouldn't be doing that. But this idea that they're justifying it? No, not happening. But anyways, they've essentially, and then there's been also talking heads, far left talking head on MSNBC, Chris Hayes. He said that he essentially blamed the rise in violent crime because they can no longer ignore that. They can no longer ignore the rise in violent crime. He says that that is in direct relationship to an increase of gun ownership among law-abiding citizens during the pandemic because gun ownership has set record numbers during the pandemic. And he's saying, well, that's why there's all this violent crime. I mean, connect the dots. An increase in gun ownership? Increase in violent crime? That's going to go over well. So while some citizens are lectured that their expectation of being protected by law enforcement, paid for by their tax dollars, by the way, is a privilege, courtesy of Minneapolis City Council President Lisa Bender saying that your expectation of calling 911 and being protected by law enforcement is a privilege. You have elected officials using the power of their office, i.e. through this House Select Committee, to probe this January 6th event, which was far less violent than what some citizens witnessed in their neighborhoods multiple times over the past year. Yet you're telling these citizens in these neighborhoods that calling 911 is privilege, and you're also trying to undermine their Second Amendment rights. But yet you, elected official, can call a House Select Committee to investigate an event that had you scared. And the fact that demagoguing the incident, this January 6th incident, is their main campaign strategy for 2022 shows you how utterly devoid and bankrupt the Democrats are of ideas. I mean, that's just a fact. So this again, people know what they see. And they're saying, wait a minute. You got because this January 6th, you members of Congress, this January 6th had an impact on you because you were close to a violent mob, as you called it. You can do things like hire private security and, you know, get a select committee to investigate it. But meanwhile, you're trying to take away our guns and defund the police department to protect us in our neighborhoods where we're basically sitting ducks, where there's rioting and looting that takes place on a nightly basis. Talk about your urban progressive privilege. That Mitch Berg, my friend and colleague, came up with that phrase some time ago. That is quintessential urban progressive privilege. When you can sit there and decry private citizens behaving in a certain way, okay, but yet you yourself can take on that demeanor, but as long as you support the right policy initiatives, the media and it will give you a pass. This is going to backfire spectacularly, as it did in 2020 when they tried to paint Trump supporters as a violent lot. Trump paid the price, but members of Congress absolutely did not. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. Back with another segment on the broadcast. It's me, Brad Carlson, the closer. Hashtag Narn Show if you'd also like to weigh in via Twitter. Back in mere moments. Go nowhere.
Attention all taxpayers who owe back taxes to the IRS or who have unfiled tax returns. The IRS has recently launched tax relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers who are unable to pay their back taxes or who may have unfiled tax returns. KIC IRS is a full-service tax relief company that specializes in helping taxpayers resolve their tax problems once and for all. Qualifying for this program may stop all collections, reduce what you owe, and even save you thousands of dollars in the process. Call the experts at KIC IRS today to see if you qualify for one of these tax relief programs. They're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their experts will conduct a free consultation over the phone to see if you qualify. If you or your business owes back taxes to the IRS or has years of unfiled tax returns, help is now available. For this free information, call KIC IRS at 800-755-4480. 800-755-4480. That's 800-755-4480.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan or increase our monthly payment too much or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage maker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
You depend on our lineup of hosts each day. Now you have the chance to meet one of them. Announcing the Terrific Talkers VIP experience. We'll fly you and a guest on a three-night stay to meet your favorite radio host. You could meet Dinesh D'Souza, Larry Elder, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, Hugh Hewitt, Charlie Kirk, Eric Metaxas, or Dennis Prager. Enter once per day at am1280thepatriot.com/talker. The Terrific Talkers VIP experience is brought to you by Morris Law Group.
Imagine sharing a prayer request from your phone and seeing as those around the world take your request before God. The new Pray With Me prayer app will connect you with other Christians worldwide who have experienced the power of prayer and know the encouragement it can provide. Visit praywithme.com to discover how your faith can grow when we pray without ceasing. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning in. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. If you'd like to weigh in via Twitter, feel free to do so. Hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show for any comments or questions. Hey, folks, don't forget the Terrific Talkers VIP experience. We're giving you an opportunity to meet your favorite talk host face-to-face for a one-of-a-kind experience. Introducing the Terrific Talkers VIP experience. We'll fly you and a guest out and cover a three-night stay where you get to meet your favorite radio host. So you'll get to sit in for an hour of their program, plus receive a $250 Visa gift card. You can choose from Dinesh D'Souza, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, Hugh Hewitt, Charlie Kirk, Eric Metaxas, or Dennis Prager. Folks, this sounds like something you're not going to want to miss out on. So go to am1280thepatriot.com/talker for more information. This is supported by the fine folks at Morris Law Group. Hey, what a fine transition that is. Speaking of Morris Law Group, we have joining us in studio right now John Meyer, an attorney with the Morris Law Group. We're going to talk a little bit about what he does there and maybe give us some tips. And I don't know, John, perhaps if some folks want to contact your law firm, they certainly you could give them the opportunity to do that. A little bit more about John. He practices in the area of estate planning and probate, assisting individuals and families when planning for and completing the passage of a lifetime's worth of work to the next generation. John Meyer, welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Brad. Thanks for having me.
So I guess, first of all, thanks to your fine organization again for sponsoring that fantastic opportunity we have for our listeners. I kind of gave a little teaser about what you do with the law firm. One of the things about estate planning and probate, I'm sure you in that capacity would probably concur that a lot of people don't talk about this perhaps soon enough that it's never too early to talk about, John Meyer. Is that a fair assessment?
That's a really fair assessment. There's lots of statistics out there about it. You know, maybe 30% of people right now have some sort of will or estate plan in place.
Really?
Okay. And so it's really, it's a lot smaller than we would like it to be.
Sure.
A lot of people put it off because it always seems like a tomorrow, next month, next week, kind of problem to think about. And there's some life points, you know, when they have kids or maybe they're looking at retirement that it becomes a question. But it's really something that everybody should look at.
Sure.
Try to have a plan in place sooner rather than later because you never know when something's going to happen or somebody is going to need to step up to help you out.
So I guess the one thing, and you know, you kind of hate to use scare tactics, but this was presented to my wife and me many, many years ago when we got married, is that, you know, if you don't have, you know, specific will in mind or specific that how it could, I guess basically they kind of conveyed to us this is what could happen to your assets if you don't have a living will and testament. Or what are some of the things that could happen, say a married couple, one of them, again, hate to get morbid, but passes away unexpectedly and they didn't have a living will. What could potentially happen to that spouse's assets, John Meyer?
Yeah, lots of different things can happen. Without any kind of will or trust or estate plan, state law will dictate how things go. Sometimes that works out well, but we see it quite often where it doesn't work out so well. I mean, particularly if you're talking blended families, business assets, real estate that maybe is in one person's name and not the other. Without the documents in place, without the plan in place, it can create a real mess. And I've seen it not only with people who have no plan, but maybe a plan they haven't updated in 20 years. And now we haven't accounted for, the cabin property that we bought. We haven't accounted for another kid or a stepson or something like that where state law just is not adequate to cover that situation.
So when you're talking about, creating a state plan, what are some of the basics that people should look out for and have in place for an estate plan?
Yeah, absolutely. So we typically look at it on three main pillars, either a will or a trust. And sometimes a will is good for folks. A lot of times a trust is really good for some other people. The other two elements are a healthcare directive, appointing somebody to take care of your healthcare decisions if you're unable to. And then that general durable power of attorney for financial and legal decisions. So will or trust plus a healthcare directive, power of attorney are the big things to make sure we have all of our bases covered for during your life and then at death. There are other things that can come into play, transfer on death deeds, beneficiary designations, other sorts of things on accounts that help shore that up for a total complete plan.
So, you mentioned a terminology, the will and a trust. What's the essential difference between those two components, John Meyer?
Yeah, so a lot of times when I counsel clients on this, this has to do where the work occurs, right? So a will is a plan, but we're not really doing anything with the plan actively right now. It says who's going to inherit everything.
Okay.
When you pass away, your personal representative is going to take that to the court, ask the court for permission to proceed with the plan, and go for it. So a lot of the expense, the time, things are involved in the will and the probate process, right? But that's a public process. It's in the court system. Everybody gets to see a copy of the will. Things happen there. A trust, more of the work is done on the front end. So we transfer all of your assets into the trust. You're a trustee. There's successor trustees. Everything's already retitled. And so when you pass away, all that trustee has to do is distribute it out according to your plan. There's no court intervention. There's no publicity surrounding it. And for a lot of folks, you know, that can be a very effective way to handle the process versus, you know, will pushing that expense and time off onto to your personal representative or your heirs.
Yeah, I mean, you broach families with these particular issues. And again, it's something they may not like to think about, but, you know, untimely death sadly can happen. I mean, you know, you hear that often. Well, I've got several years left. You know, I'm strong and healthy. Well, you just never know what can happen. And I get it. It's uncomfortable to talk about. But it's something that I think that you should delve into. I know my wife and I have done this many years ago. With that being said, people looking to approach this particular, you know, phase, making this planning for the rest of their lives, what do you see as some of the common mistakes that people might make?
Yeah, I think a big part of it is, you know, you can go online and you can get a template for a will from a lot of different sources, right? But the one-size-fits-all approach doesn't always work.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I would say
sure.
It works less often than it does.
Okay.
Mostly because every family situation, asset lists, everything is different. So you may have a will and think it's good to go, but what you haven't accounted for is, you know, the IRA is going to transfer differently. Life insurance is going to transfer differently. You have the cabin property. And it may have some sort of just default settings or whatnot within that document that creates more problems in the future. So all the kids inherit the house together, but ultimately they may have different wishes for what happens with that house. And if we're not having that conversation, making sure the plan is laid out correctly for not only what you want, but kind of what you would expect your kids, your grandkids, another one, you know, heirs to want for it, you know, it can cause some real problems down the road where, you know, children are fighting over how to sell the family farm
mm-hmm.
instead of it just going in the way that we would expect it to.
We often hear of some situations where, you know, family members die unexpectedly, parents die unexpectedly, and maybe they didn't have specific directives for how they wanted their assets allocated, distributed, and whatnot. And we hear of it quite often winding up in a place called a probate court or within probate.
Right.
Is that really as scary as it sounds, John Meyer?
It can be.
Yeah?
It, you know, probate is sometimes treated like it's a 7-letter, 4-letter word, right? And
sure.
And,
okay.
I like to coach people a little bit that, yes, if we can avoid that expense and process, that's great. But it also can be a great tool.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to make sure that the tool fits, you know, the project. And what I'll say is that, you know, majority, you know, most of the cases I take to probate are pretty simple. But that is where things get bogged down and can get pretty ugly. People contest the will, you know, contest the plan, say no. You know, Grandpa wanted me to have the hunting rifle and things like that.
Sure.
And that's where we see a lot of the family dynamics break down. So the more that we can avoid probate, more that we can avoid disputes over those plans, you know, the better. But for some people, and, you know, probably 5% of people out there using the probate process can actually be a very good tool. So that's part of why, you know, we don't want you to just download a form. We want you to come in, talk to the attorneys at our office, go through all those elements and make sure that, you know, those tools match what it is that you have and what you want to do with it.
So if, you know, I guess if we were to ask, you know, when to start an estate plan, you know, you would probably say 10 years ago, that's the best time. But second best time is probably right now, John Meyer.
Exactly. And you know, it's like a lot of things. People look at it and it seems this daunting task. And
mm-hmm.
we've really taken a lot of steps to make it, you know, a very approachable, very easy process. You know, whether it's a paper form you can fill out or an online process, at least guides you through what information we need, so that when you walk into the first meeting, we're on the same page of where you're at now, and then we can talk through where we want to get to in very short order for that plan. So we make it easy for folks if they want to come in and talk it through.
Yeah, so say if families come into your office and they want to talk about these things, is it really necessary for them to have all their ducks in a row? And I ask it that way because some families, this is so overwhelming to think about, they may not really have an idea of how to proceed. So
right.
I'm guessing that you and your colleagues, that you could probably help guide them in the right direction or at least give them that kind of advice that could help make the process seem less overwhelming?
Absolutely. I mean, we always offer, you know, 30-minute free consultation to all of our law clients, whether it's estate planning, or real estate, or business.
Love it.
And 30 minutes sometimes turns into an hour or whatever it is we need to do to get us, you know, synchronized on that approach. And then, you know, our forms, the paperwork, the way that we go about things helps guide you right through that process to make sure that it's not that daunting. And the biggest piece of feedback I usually get from folks is, you know, this was way easier, way more comfortable than I thought it was going to be.
That's good.
And that's part of it. You know,
yeah.
It's this ambiguous thing that's out there. It's about my death, about long-term planning for my life and how am I going to pay for medical expenses or preserve assets going through those processes. And it can make it a lot simpler than people, I think, realize.
Once again, we are joined by John Meyer. He is an attorney with Morris Law Group. John, we have a few minutes remaining. This is an opportunity, like you say, to talk about what you personally do with your firm. And I imagine a lot of what you're sharing with our listeners right now may have piqued their interest or may have kind of turned the light bulb on, say, you know what, we really probably should start getting serious about something like this, and they may want to reach out mm-hmm. to your firm. Does your firm have a website, contact information? And if you want to share it right now, feel free.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a dedicated web address for this specific purpose. Just go to mlgestateplan.com. It'll route you right into a good summary of what we do and about our firm as well. Otherwise, give us a call, 952-832-2000, and ask for me or any one of our other attorneys.
Absolutely. And again, we appreciate the folks, the fine folks at Morris Law Group, again, supporting our endeavor with the VIP Talkers Tour. Again, folks, go to our website as well, am1280thepatriot.com/talker. Terrific talkers. VIP experience, again, supported by the fine folks at Morris Law Group. Again, John, we only have about a minute or two. Any final thoughts, parting shots, what have you, that you want to share with our listeners? I know we've covered a lot in a short amount of time, but this can be an extensive process and one that you could definitely expand upon in one of those free consultations. But any final words you want to share, I guess?
I would just say that no matter what your family situation, no matter what your asset classes are, if you have questions, concerns, or want to explore these options, come on in. We're happy to help no matter what.
And once again, that website is?
mlgestateplan.com.
mlgestateplan.com. John Meyer, appreciate your time. Again, thank you for sharing with our listeners this very important step that we all should take in life, take very seriously, no matter what point in life you are. And have a great rest of your weekend. And thanks for joining us today.
Brad, you too.
AM1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, back with one final segment this hour. Go nowhere.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Whoa, look at all these options.
You can fill an entire warehouse with all the different ways you can stream The Patriot. Top shelf choices include AM1280ThePatriot.com, our free app, and Radio.com.
Are you tired of bouncing over your sunken apron into your garage, shoveling snow off an uneven driveway, or stubbing your toe on your uneven sidewalk? Hi, I'm John Lamore, owner of Expert Concrete Raising. We can fix your settled concrete with a more permanent solution than mud jacking. Expert Concrete Raising uses a high-density polyurethane foam. It doesn't deteriorate, shrink, or wash away over time. Get it done right the first time. For a free estimate, contact the second-generation concrete raising business at ExpertConcreteRaising.com. That's ExpertConcreteRaising.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-698-2121 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-698-2121. That's 800-698-2121, 800-698-2121.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author Author's Guide to Publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Join the Patriot Freedom Fan Club for prizes, contests, quizzes, and more. Plus, get exclusive access to pre-sale tickets to events. It's free to join. So visit am1280thepatriot.com today.
For my soul sisters, let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow, sister. Oh.
Hey, welcome back, am1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. One final segment this hour. Hey, you remember Michael Avenatti? He was a, well, the media certainly would like to memory hole how much they were fawning over him. That's the best description I can use for how they came across whenever they talked about and to Michael Avenatti. We have a montage here of former attorney Michael Avenatti. He was representing Stormy Daniels. She was the adult film star who indicated that Donald Trump had an affair with her before he was president, and while he was running for president, paid her off to keep quiet about the affair while he was running his presidential campaign. And Michael Avenatti represented her. I think this was like 2017, 2018. Here's a montage of various talking heads, media types, whomever, just fawning over him. They include Bill Maher, Rachel Maddow, the shrill hags of The View, Anderson Cooper, Stephen Colbert, Lawrence O'Donnell, Joe Scarborough, Brian Stelter. Just an assorted media montage of, I'm sure, what they'd like to memory hole, but this is a montage of media folks just gushing over Michael Avenatti. Here we go. Cut number two.
He's Donald Trump's worst nightmare, Michael Avenatti.
Joining us once again is Michael Avenatti.
Let's bring in Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti, thank you very much.
He's out there saving the country.
John Meacham says he may be the savior of the republic.
You are something of a folk hero now.
I owe Michael Avenatti an apology. I've been saying enough already, Michael. I've seen you everywhere. What do you have left to say? I was wrong, brother. You have a lot to say. I am just dying to hear what you think.
These people all like you.
I'm the only person right here Donald Trump fears more than Robert Mueller.
We think Mueller. You guys are the tip of the spear that's going to take down Donald Trump.
Michael Avenatti's a beast.
Okay, that's true.
And
he's a beast.
He's a beast.
I hand it to her, and I hand it to Michael Avenatti.
But he has a great, bigger calling here, that being a lawyer is minimal compared to what he's doing.
No one has talked tougher directly to Donald Trump on TV than Michael Avenatti, and Donald Trump is afraid to mention his name.
That's fascinating.
Donald Trump is terrified of Michael Avenatti.
He gives Trump a run for his money more than anybody else, Michael Avenatti.
An existential threat to the Trump presidency.
The Democrats could learn something from you. You are messing with Trump a lot more than they are.
He has no doubt created sheer panic in Donald Trump's very fragile mind.
Michael Avenatti is laying down the law as guest co-host. And is he really thinking about running for president?
One reason why I'm taking you seriously as a contender is because of your presence on cable news.
You look at the field of Democrats right now, and Avenatti's the one who stands out.
If they decide they value a fighter most,
yes,
people would be foolish to underestimate Michael Avenatti.
I have always said that they need a fighter.
Look, I mean, we're going to continue to use the media. I think we've used it with great success.
All of my sexual fantasies involve handcuffs.
Cue the vomit bags. The last couple of quotes were from Michael Avenatti where he says, we're going to continue to use the media. Yeah, tell us about it. And then the final one was where he talked about his fantasies involve handcuffs. And I only played that one. That's when he was on with The View. And Meghan McCain, kind of the token Republican on The View panel, she was on the far right and they panned to her and she had just this disgusted look on her face. She saw this guy for the sleazebag he was long before anybody else. And Meghan McCain, even though she's a Republican, not a Trump supporter. In fact, her and her mother were very high-profile Joe Biden supporters in that presidential election battle between Trump and Biden. So why am I bringing all this up? Well, I think you know why. This is from the Associated Press. Michael Avenatti, the California lawyer who once represented Stormy Daniels in lawsuits against President Donald Trump, was sentenced Thursday to 2.5 years in prison for trying to extort up to $25 million from Nike by threatening the company with bad publicity. So there you have it. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. And the media couldn't have happened to a better collection of folks for them to step on the proverbial rakes. They do this every single time. All you have to do is do a basic background check of the person that you're holding up as some sort of deity. But they don't do it. All they know is that he was possibly bringing down Donald Trump, which if you've been following Trump since he first got in the presidential race in 2015, so 6 years ago, everything Trump said and did, oh, this is it. This is going to sink Trump. This is really going to sink Trump now. No, it won't. He finally lost his re-election battle in 2020, but that was at the ballot box. That was the only reason they were going to defeat Donald Trump. Robert Mueller wasn't going to do it. Andrew Cuomo wasn't going to do it. And Michael Avenatti wasn't going to do it. And yet they hold this Avenatti up as some deity when in actuality he's a sleaze merchant himself. But they don't care. Because, once again, this is the Democrat mantra. The ends justify the means. It's the same with Andrew Cuomo. Because Andrew Cuomo, in their minds, was the antithesis of Trump. They were going to hold him up as this some sort of deity. Remember they called themselves Cuomo-sexuals? The big admirers of Governor Andrew Cuomo out of New York because he was doing this great job with the pandemic, except he wasn't. He was putting COVID-infected patients into nursing homes, and thus hundreds, thousands of nursing home residents died because of Andrew Cuomo's incompetence. And then he writes a book about his great leadership, so then he profits off the pandemic to boot. But because he was the antithesis of Trump in their minds, he was the guy that showed bold, exemplary leadership, and he was the one who was possibly going to be the Democrat candidate for president. And yet, the media does zero self-reflection when something like this happens to them. Kind of like that Rebecca Jones out of Florida. Remember her? She was working on the website, the COVID portal in Florida. And the scientists were instructing her how to enter in the data. And she spun it as, oh, these scientists are trying to make me fluff up the data so it looks better than it is. And she ended up getting fired. And the media made her into a martyr. And it turns out she was a flaming kook herself. And Ron DeSantis turned out to be right about her. But once again, the media did no self-reflection, holding her up as a deity when she turned out to be a complete fraud, too. And I just sit back and laugh my tuchus off. Folks, hour number one in the books. Hour number two coming back in mere moments. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back in a few.
No one gets out of here alive. It's a dreary idea. If you don't have a plan to take care of your assets and family, they could be put at risk of probate battles, legal fees, or family conflicts. Estate planning can spare your loved ones these ordeals after you're gone. Contact the experienced team of Twin Cities lawyers at Morris Law Group. Morris Law Group will carefully walk you through the estate planning process to ensure your final wishes are carried out. Estate planning is like a jigsaw puzzle, from wills and probate, estate tax and guardianship, to conservatorship and power of attorney. Morris Law Group helps you put all the pieces together. No matter your age, no matter the size of your worldly possessions, protecting your family's future is important. Trust the like-minded professionals at Morris Law Group. They'll help you protect your holdings and your family long after you're gone. Morris Law Group, providing peace of mind and family assurance since 1976. Visit them at mlgestateplan.com. That's mlgestateplan.com. Start making your plans today at mlgestateplan.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800 500 800-283-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Are you the principal or leader of a Christian or Catholic school? Would you like to fill the empty seats in your classrooms for no cash out of pocket? TwinCitiesTuitions.com would like to team up with you on our tuition program for first-year students. You'll be part of a marketing campaign to raise awareness about your school and gain new students for next year and beyond. Again, at no cash investment for your school. Get details by logging on to TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. And I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit MakeTheConnection.net to find out more.
Celebrating two decades on air.